pops on his record.
Right.
I have a cassette like that. I learned one album that I love by taping it off KQ late one night at midnight. And when I finally got the record, it sounded all wrong. I could only enjoy the radio quality cassette.
I have the same problem with some Led Zeppelin stuff.
Joel's ready. So now you can intro the song.
So, well, we'll intro the song, we'll intro the sound, and we'll say, oh, I love it when time stops. You are listening to KUOM-FM, St. Louis Park, KUOM-AM, Minneapolis and St. Paul, 770 Radio K. It's almost 2 o'clock. That means me, I've got to get out of here and make way for these guys, Chuck and Joel. But do your best intro to this, Joel, to wrap up Gary, Music Lover of the Week this week.
Well, back in the day, we had a little segment called Push the Button, Mark.
Rock Corner!
Where Chuck and I would play some rare and unusual progressive rock, which is the ponderous kind of, you know, musicians' music that kids were baking to in the early 70s. Anywho, one of the... We got a box set from Rhino Records. It's Supernatural Fairy Tales. It's a 5-CD collection of... Progressive rocks, higher lights, and one of the songs on it is this aggressively dopey song by Premiata Forneria Marconi called Celebration, and it'll set the toe a tapping. Actually, good. It'll get you up and doing the safety dance more like, but it's pretty fun. And Gary, I'm glad that you got to hear this, and I'm glad that you enjoyed Prog Rock Corner, and I'm glad you're a PFM fan. Now.
Exactly, and he says he's turned on many people to the PFM as well, so he's spreading the gospel.
Oh,
and it's
boy.
Appropriately celebration, and have a great Memorial Day, everyone. I'm out of here. Have a great week. I'll see you next week, and thanks for coming in early, Joel, and helping me out on here.
No sweat. I got a parking space. It was great.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
decide which way to go. Then someone came walking to me, asked if I'd lost my way. Had to say, I am going home. All roads still lead back to you. All roads keep on calling your name. 'Cause each time that I leave you, I find myself right back in your arms. Although it's taken me some time,
still got it.
Moving on. Oh, Donnie Most.
Donnie Mostly.
That's Don Most to you and me these days.
I'm sure he is.
Mm-hmm.
Andy, what he's doing? Have you caught him on a Where Are They Now?
Well, he came up in conversation at work on Friday.
I see. Donnie Ralph.
A woman that I work with saying that, you know, Ron Howard doesn't look so bad these days, but, you know, Anson Williams and that other guy, they look really old.
What, has she been hanging out with him?
I don't know. It's just stuff on TV or whatever.
I guess.
So if you know, hat-wearing Opie Taylor is the best-looking one in the bunch, then, yeah, you gotta figure that Anson Williams is probably the incredible melting man and Donnie Most is.
Yeah.
He's starting to get translucent. Anyhow.
Ron Howard had ill-advised mustaches for a long time, and I think he's ditched them. Anyway, Donnie Most, known as Ralph Malph on Happy Days. That's
All Roads Lead Back to You, his hit.
He's hit. It actually charted. It was in a whole album with, you know, basically all the copies of the album that sold would fit inside the bell bottoms he is wearing on the cover.
They're as big as the ones that Elton John is wearing in the Tommy movie.
And I always, funny you should say that, I always refer to the bell bottom scale. Right towards the top is the pair of bell bottoms John Entwistle is wearing on the cover of Who Are You?
Yeah, those are kick flares.
They're enormous. I got to go without headphones. This is driving me nuts.
Yeah, I know. They weigh a ton.
You're listening to Cosmic Slop. It's Sunday on Radio K.
Hello, everybody.
They very nicely let us come in for 2 hours and do this every week, and you're nice enough to listen. He's Joel, and I'm Chuck.
It's great to be here.
That's correct.
And boy, howdy, I was able to find a tiny metro-sized parking space out there. There's a lot of old people wandering around in the street.
I walked past your Rockstar parking and thought, kick ass for Joel.
Yeah, I know, because I was cursing and swearing and about to throw stuff out the window at these people, and parking space appeared.
See, it's the little things.
It is the little things, and that means things are looking up.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
If you'd like to help us get through a day that is looking up, please call 612-626-4770 or
1-800-626-4770 if you're out of range or out of change.
Mm-hmm. And then you can go online to RadioK.org. You can listen to RadioK.org. You can find the Cosmic Slop homepage at RadioK.org. And you can email us requests.
At RadioK.org.
Right.
Request at RadioK.org.
Request singular. Request at RadioK.org. Please do so.
Did we mention RadioK.org?
I think I just did.
Mm-hmm.
I just repeated enough and enough. And speaking of the
repeated
little...
Repeated three times, it's true.
I know. If speaking of the little things that make you happy...
Yeah?
I found a marble in the yard today.
Wow, awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Excellent.
Got it with me even.
I wonder if it's an antique and you could sell it.
It's my new lucky
bring
marble.
It into Antiques Roadshow and get it appraised.
Oh, This has the watermark of the Thomas
Jefferson. That's the Eye of Shiva. They've been looking for that for thousands of years, and now the earth is going to come to an end.
I think it's glass and probably fell off an ugly lamp.
You know, they've been moving those discs around from column to column out in Tibet, and they finally moved all the discs from one column to the next column, so the world is going to collapse, and one turtle is going to, you know, shift the other turtle off his back, and who knows what's going on. It is the end times, everybody.
Yes.
It is the end times.
It's in Revelations, people.
Yep. In case of rapture, this radio station will be unattended. Yeah, right.
I think I'm still going
to be I think I got plenty of tribulation still to come.
What are we going to play for our next selection, Joel?
Well, Polly Arnold. She worked as a soul backup singer in the United States and then went over to the UK and became a huge superstar under the name P.P. Arnold.
Gotcha.
Hooked up with Andrew Luge Oldham at the Immediate Records stable, and she became one of the cornerstones of Immediate Records' business, along with Chris Farlow and the Small Faces.
She helped pay the bills for other people who are more widely remembered today. Is that a fair statement?
Sure, yeah. Well,
she's very well remembered.
Yeah, she's very, very well known in England to this day, but did not do much of anything in her home country.
Right.
But that's not for lack of quality, and we're going to play one of her hotter tunes right now. This has got the Small Faces backing her up.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's even a Marriott composition. It's a song called If You Think You Are Groovy. It's P.P. Arnold.
Nifty. It's Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Portion of Radio K is brought to you by the Independent and Distance Learning Program of the College of Continuing Education. IDL offers courses via the internet or by mail to learners throughout the world, covering almost every subject imaginable. Work at your own pace, at your convenience, anytime, anywhere. For a catalog or to learn more, visit www.idl.umn.edu or call 612-624-4000.
storm. And it was beautiful. A day one stone from the ground. Then the night she fell. And the air was beautiful. The night she fell. Look, see the days, the endless colored ways. Go play the game that you learned from the morning. And now we rise. And now we rise from the ground. See, she flies. She is everywhere. See, she flies all around. Look, see the sights, the endless summer nights. Go play the game that you learned from the morning.
Last name is Productions?
I guess so.
Oh, okay. Okay. No.
Anyway, Cosmic Slop.
So.
Radio K putting away this Australian product.
Kids.
From Australia.
Radio K invites you to come see the Battle of the Underage Underground. Seven selected high school musical acts will compete at the First Avenue main room to play live on Off the Record and win other prizes.
Boo.
What do you mean other prizes? We haven't talked about one prize yet. This
Boo.
Is a badly constructed paragraph. The Accidents, Annie Radical, Annie Rossi, Jesse and the Cigarettes, The New Renaissance, Tiki Obmar, and Tristan Blue will perform in a randomly selected order.
Okay.
You know, not randomly selected
that
band
means,
members or anything.
That means...
They will be the bands.
That means, selected. Come on, be down with the cause. Come for the whole night. Just don't show up for your friend's band.
Exactly. Everybody.
Right.
I mean, these are the stars of tomorrow.
Plus, like, it's...
Doors for this all-ages event will open at 5 on Sunday, June 1st. Next Sunday. Uh-huh. For more information, you can call Radio K's main office at 612-625-3500.
What's that date again?
That's June 1st.
Boo. See, I keep seeing it abbreviated around here. B-U-U.
Battle of the Underage. I was wondering why you were being so critical.
It's the big boo. Boo. Battle of the Underage Underground.
It
keeps getting abbreviated B-U-U. Boo.
And I read that completely cold.
You did very well.
Yeah. Didn't trip over any of the crazy band names or anything.
They're not saying boo. They're saying Bruce.
Bruce. They call me Bruce. So.
What did we heard?
We heard From the Morning by Nick Drake.
Always a gorgeous thing.
Yeah, it's a nice day outside.
In the middle,
good music to listen.
Thanks to my nimble fingers in the middle, we heard half of a song.
It's AC/DC.
AC/DC from the original Australian issue of High Voltage, which is down here in somebody's box of metal. And I was going to play She's Got Balls, and instead I played... Part two of
Baby Please Don't Go. It sounded like Baby Please Don't Go. It's like, wait a minute.
Yeah, and it has the groove in the record where the song stops, so I thought it was the beginning. I queued it up funny. But it's the Australian cover, and it's got a little dog taking a pee on the High Voltage thing on the cover.
Because, the Americans couldn't handle something like that.
And over down in the corner on the back is contact the AC/DC fan club, care of Stella, in New South Wales. And there's a little logo. This is an Australian recording, and you can tell because there's the logo of a kangaroo with an LP in its pouch.
Mm.
And they want to make you know that this is an Australian recording, and these are all Australian compositions, except for... coincidentally, the one we played.
Right.
So this is a very proud Aussie product right here.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, to whomever left a copy.
I'm proud to be an Australian.
I've got a Lee Greenwood beard and
where the water runs the other way down. So, AC/DC in the middle there with part two of Baby Please Don't Go. And yeah. P.P. Arnold started things off with, if you think you're groovy. And the if you think you are is in parentheses. Mm-hmm. So the title could, you know, be just groovy.
Groovy.
And that's, I remember we were talking about, you had said some kind of, you know, dismissive little phrase. And I said, I heard something like that on South Park. And I remember what it was.
What was that?
Oh, that's just jingles.
Oh, you're for Ain't That the Berries. That's what you're thinking of. What is, isn't that just the berries?
That's just the berries. That's, yeah. That's just jingles.
That was that's a phrase that came out of my mother-in-law's mouth. She's very funny. Well, isn't that just the berries?
I think that's awesome.
Speaking of She's Got Balls by AC/DC. God. Yeah. Those are little archaic, little used phrases would be a nice way of saying it. Using the phrase archaic would be one, incorrect, and two, sort of insulting to Alex's mom. But, yeah, I just, when those pop up out of no place from people's brains.
Extremely idiomatic phrases.
Yes. Little used.
So.
What are you doing now?
Well, I'm just sitting here slack-jawed.
Oh, John. Friend of Slab John called in, and this is indicative of the wise Radio K and Cosmic Slab listener alike, when he was sad to hear that he missed the prog rock tune that was at the end of Mark's show that we talked about at length.
Aww.
And he says, yeah, I'm a fan of those guys. He said, I'm not that big of a fan. I only got a couple of the early records and the live record. To which I said, dude, some obscure prog band. If you only got a couple of the early records and a live record. I'm sorry, but given the context, that puts you right up there in fandom for a band like that.
Yeah, that's when we got to start worrying about.
Mm-hmm. And he said, there's lots to have.
But, I'd imagine so. You know,
I know so little about that band. I just know that I was.
Put together 8-minute noodlings. You got yourself an album.
It's true. Our entire oeuvre was recorded in 4 days.
This is the first song of our new album.
Are they Deutsch?
No, I have to switch my accentometer to the other side of the Alps.
Oh, okay.
This is the first song of our new album.
There you go. Let's play a song.
Sure. How about some Man for Man?
All right.
How about him? This is Man for Man Mark II.
So
Paul Jones had left the band, and they brought in handsome young Mike Dabo.
This is when the super poppy hits happened, yes?
Did that happen more
under one of them than the others? Or did the other? Did it?
Well, Doo-Wah Diddy.
Right.
Up through Pretty Flamingo was under Paul Jones's mm-hmm. watch. And then Mike Dabo came in and brought his own songwriting stylings with mm-hmm. him. And much like... what's their names? The Moody Blues.
Right.
You know, they got a shot in the arm of musical progressivity and started to make interesting music as opposed to just fun music.
Mm-hmm.
And so, a both fun and interesting song from Manfred Mann Mark II.
Okay.
Not the Earth Band. Not the Springsteen cover band.
Not the Springsteen covering 70s rock band.
No, this is Mike Dabo, the father of Miriam Dabo from... The TV's Miriam Dabo, the lovely young actress.
Isn't there another Dabo?
Yeah, Olivia.
Who was in Zeffirelli's... No.
Wasn't she on, like, Max Headroom or something?
Whoa. Okay, we'll check our facts
something
while you enjoy
like that. Anyhow,
we'll get our
Dabos
straight.
He had a couple of cute daughters. And that said, he's a pretty good musician, too. Mm-hmm. This is Manfred Mann, semi-detached suburban Mr. James. We've been doing lots of wedding receptions and stuff lately, and this one goes hand-in-hand with that.
Semi-detached.
Mm-hmm.
Manfred Mann on Cosmic Slop.
On Radio K.
Do enjoy.
So you finally named the day. So you finally named the day.
Yeah. talking in your sleep, and the name that you whisper ain't mine. And I finally face the fact that you're cheating on me one more time. My anger starts to rumble, and my steam starts to rise, and the wheels keep turning faster, but I think of all your lies. Camel's back is broken by the one extra straw at it all. And the woman can't see reason when her last ray of sunshine is gone. There's a finger on the trigger and that locomotive sound, and I think how much I love you, and I turn the gun around. Oh,
Gotta extend this metaphor.
Gonna.
Chugga-chugga-chugga-chugga. Share! Train of Thought. The last time we played that was when the lovely Marley McLeod was in here with us.
And somebody requested it last week, and forgive me, I'm forgetting who it was, because I know I knew who it was at the time. Was it Mike Lane, was it?
Could be.
I feel like he requested something that
I'll ask him about it tomorrow.
Somebody. Was he coming?
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Don't mind us.
Yeah.
Where's Train of Thought? There it is. Number 27. See, 1974, the year for that shared chart bubbler. Not a topper, but a bubbler. It's top 30.
She graduated from the wagon train and is now on a Train of Thought. Pretty soon she'll be on the battleship straddling the cannon and entertaining our troops.
Actually, Train of Thought was the follow-up to Dark Lady. When she was unstoppable. It was Half-Breed and Dark Lady. Yep. Two number one hits, and then Train of Thought...
Ooh.
Didn't quite have the power.
Ba-ding.
And then she kind of had to disappear for a while, and it wasn't until she went disco a couple of years later that she hit the top 10 again.
Hooked up with Gene Simmons and started rocking it.
Yep. Before Cher.
Donovan, I Like You.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good song from his early 70s, you know, post-psych period.
Which would, if it's post-psych, what is it in its own right?
I would stick that in the glam category, actually.
Okay.
It's kind of got that T-Rex feel to it. Mm-hmm. I think he was responding to musical changes in his environment.
He was trying to remain contemporary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and he couldn't just do it with a photo shoot like U2 does.
Yeah, he came back from the Hebrides and said, wow, civilization has changed since I was up there. And
hey, that Mark Bolan guy stole my haircut.
Yeah, totally.
I've had this haircut for years, man. Come on. All I need is a glitter suit, apparently. Give me one of those.
I think he had a glitter suit for a while. Manfred Mann started things off with semi-detached suburban Mr. James.
Mm-hmm. I just finished reading a book called Them.
Okay.
And it's a British journalist called John Ronson. It's his name, too, coincidentally. They call him that, is the same. And it's about traveling adventures with extremists.
Yes, I know of this book.
It's a great book. It's it's a fun read, and you'll wind up paranoid if you read it start to finish. You'll just really...
I know. I went to high school with a lot of those guys.
But, you know, he's hanging out with you know, anti-government types. He's hanging out with the KKK. He's hanging out with Islamic extremists in London and stuff like that. And anyway, the chapter about him hanging out with a rather controversial figure named Omar Bakri in London. who was still with the run-up and aftermath of the Iraq conflict here. He's also still in the news at parts. But anyway, the name of the article, the chapter in it was published as an article in a magazine prior to the book, is a semi-detached Ayatollah.
Okay.
And he makes special mention in the credits of thanks to whoever it was at the newspaper, I think at The Guardian in the UK, whoever it is that came up with that headline. It's so good, I'm using it as the chapter of the book and all that stuff.
Well, of course, well, semi-detached being a townhome. It's like two houses abutting each other.
I'm not saying the song, but just it's pretty. It's you don't hear it in common U.S. lingo.
Yeah, not around here now. My folks live in a semi-detached.
Right. A song and a literary reference, both to semi-detached.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could use it perhaps in an ophthalmological context. You could have a semi-detached retina.
I've had a semi-detached retina.
That's why you can't go on those...
My lobes are semi-detached.
That's why you can't go on those G-Force rides at the State
Fair.
That's
right. No bungee jumping for me.
Right.
No parachuting, unless absolutely necessary.
Right. You'll take life.
Well, you know, I'll go down with the plane because it might be bad for my
eyes. I might go blind.
Yeah.
No.
No, uh-uh. No. Oh, heaven forbid. Perish the thought. Knock on wood.
Right.
We are on the sixth floor, after all.
True.
To get ourselves some of those, you know, high-building personal parachute things.
Are we going to play the Alvin Bishop now?
Yes, we are.
So let us give a little background, because an email, this all ties into an email we received recently. The song that most people know Alvin Bishop for is...
Fooled Around and Fell in Love.
Yep, featuring the vocals of Mickey Thomas of Starship fame, and that dates to about 1976. And so everybody thinks that's a great song, that Alvin Bishop song, but he's not the guy singing it. He's the guitar slinger from the Paul Butterfield Blues Band years past.
Right.
Having himself a hit with a guest vocalist. Mm-hmm. Guy emailed us and said, why is a, you know, pedigreed blues, you know, axe slinger like Alvin Bishop, what's he doing with a big sappy song like that? You know, answer is,
why is he working with that doof Mickey Thomas?
Right. And I did some poking around. I've got this one-hit wonder book and explains it. And it's a song, but it's not... Nobody came in and forced it on him. Nobody said, you need a hit. But he did realize that, you know, it would help to have a little commercial success,
yes,
to kind of keep,
is ticking.
Keep the things rolling. But it's a song that was tacked onto the record at the last second. It was something he had in his arsenal for about 4 or 5 years. Mickey Thomas sang it, and he certainly didn't complain when it became a hit. And so, anyway, just curious to find out the answer to that question. Well, lo and behold, I go poking through the CDs and find this thing that the listener named Mark sent us. He bet a bunch of 45s that he had picked up at an outlet store years ago for songs he liked.
A grab bag of
sorts. And he burned
them
to CD for its randomness factor and sent them to us. That's a couple years ago. But I spot on here, Alvin Bishop's Spend Some Time featuring Mickey Thomas. So I go looking, and they tried to do it again. Fooled Around and Fell in Love was a big, big hit. Follow-up was not such a big hit. So they thought, well, we'll get another song. We got another song with Mickey Thomas singing on it. Maybe Alvin Bishop... It'll all happen perfectly the second time around.
Capture lightning in a bottle.
And that's how we got this song, Spend Some Time, by Alvin Bishop featuring Mickey Thomas on vocals, a great big number 93 hit
on
the top 100.
That's right. After chart-topping Fooled Around and Fell in Love, we got number 93.
Number 93. So there weren't any more Mickey Thomas, Alvin Bishop songs after that, near as I can tell.
Mm-hmm.
We also got a call a couple years ago. Bishop comes through town from time to time. And I said, who sings the song? When he has to play his hit, obviously, at some point during the night. What happens? And apparently he plays it on his guitar.
Oh.
He sings.
Lets the crowd sing along.
He sings the melody because, really, you know, you got to put somebody up there and go, okay, you sound like Mickey Thomas.
Great, thanks.
Oh, we're knee-deep in the hoopla up here.
Anyway, for all that lead-up, here is that number 93 hit.
It's a winner.
Spend Some Time from Alvin Bishop on Cosmic Slot.
On Radio K.
Please stay. topless wearing portion of Radio K is brought to you by Harris Warehouse Canvas and Camping, located within walking distance of the University of Minnesota's Minneapolis campus at 501 30th Avenue Southeast. Harris Warehouse is a supplier of camping equipment and tents from Eureka and Kelty, Artist Canvas, a variety of outdoor fabrics, and newer used government surplus outerwear and footwear. Harris Warehouse Canvas and Camping has also provided custom sewing and repair work for over 50 years. Harris Warehouse Canvas and Camping, 612-331-1321. Open 8:30 a.m. until 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and until 4 p.m. Saturdays. And now on the web at www.harriscanvascamp.com.
For years it has lain dormant, yet now, deep beneath the earth, it wakes. Clawing its way back to the surface, it lurches forth across the city, seeking out new audiences who know nothing of its blend of macabre horror and wacky comedy. None know what fell purpose compels it to stalk once more through the land of the living. We only know that we may call it by this name.
Where Threats Come Loose Audio Theater.
What? No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It's the twisted tales and wild, wiggy weirdness of Where Threats Come Loose, the weekly radio drama series of satire and horror.
I thought it was a monster of some kind.
You were sadly mistaken. Where Threats Come Loose Audio Theater. 9 p.m. Wednesdays on Radio K, 106.5 FM in the West Metro and at RadioK.org.
What about a fluffy kitten?
No.
Nothing to do but to sit with the dog, watching the clouds and the weather. Since you've been gone, you know it's been a little hard, but at last I got my loneliness together. I pretend to myself that I'm much better off, no one to make me waste my time. And if I'm feeling down, there's only me to blame. It's me that's on the end of the line. Nothing new to show you, and now I see your memory making love in some hotel. And when I recollect, I didn't know you. Sometimes in the night, I take a lazy walk to the tree where we made our first confession. And of permanence and other vicious lies, all the things that now leave no impression. Sit with the dawn, watching the clouds and the weather. Since you've been gone, you know it's been a little hard, but at last I got my loneliness together.
pull my Oco jeans on. It's the weekend, and I know that you're free. So pull on your jeans and come on out with me. I need to have you near me. I need to feel you close to me. I need to have you near me. I need to feel you close to me.
Such a jolly, jaunty tune.
It's peppy, and it was used, what, for...
A commercial for Brutus Jeans.
But after. It wasn't a song written for jeans.
Was it or wasn't it?
Oh, crap.
I don't know. I think it was a commercial song. Turned into a pop hit. Much like I'd Like to Teach the World to Sing, or
that's true.
Something like that.
My use of the word crap, copyrighted by Ron Boogie Monster Gerber. Done this. But anyway, jeans on, it's happy, it's goofy. The album cover, he looks like Parker Stevenson wearing a space headset of some kind. It's... There we go.
He looks kind of like Itner.
It kind of does.
Michael Chapman in the middle there with Kodak Ghosts. And Elvin Bishop, Spend Some Time.
Featuring, once again, Miggy Thomas of Starship.
Almost a parody of himself.
Almost. Starship and Jefferson Starship. Guess what? Commercial first, song second.
Yep.
Jeans On by David Dundas, originally a jingle in England for Brutus Jeans. So originally.
Hey.
Oxford, England. He's a English-born singer / actor / commercial jingle writer.
Okay.
That's how he is credited.
Awesome.
So jingle first, and they parlayed it into a hit song.
Okie dokie.
And then from there, they went right into Stick on My Lollipop. And
Yeah, you'll be hearing that one in a couple weeks.
Yeah, we'll have to get that out of our system as well.
Mm-hmm.
We could play all popsicle-related songs. I can think of two.
Oh, yeah.
There are more? Do you have any popsicle songs?
If I thought about it, yeah.
Talking Heads, Popsicle of Love.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, now we're going to Theme Thursday territory
popsicle,
here.
Popsicle, so. Popsicle.
No.
I want to eat my popsicle.
You can play the audio.
Sorry, Weird Al. I've already come up with that idea.
Did you hear about the Weird Al stuff in the news?
No.
He has a new album out, and he was all set to do a parody of Eminem.
Uh-huh.
And he got permission to do the song, and they said, well, we want to do a video. And Eminem said, no.
Oh, okay.
So it's the best video ever. It was going to be the greatest achievement of Weird Al video ever, but... Yeah, they put the kibosh on it from the Eminem camp.
Oh.
I bet he'll come up with something else.
I don't know. How is he gonna deal with that?
How he's ever gonna be able to top an album like Running with Scissors, I don't know. But now that he's had laser surgery and he doesn't wear glasses and he looks extremely strange with his hair system. His hair looks more fake now without the glasses somehow. Somehow the cornball look on him disappears with the glasses.
It grounded it somewhat, yeah. Now he looks like a Sid and Marty Krofft character.
That and the fact that he's probably almost 50. But, I will say this, when he tours...
But that wackiness keeps you young.
I bet it does. We're for Spike Jones.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm talking about. So I pretty much the wind was taken out of the sails of all Weird Al stuff ever since I read the Onion article in which he was frustrated with how he could ever get, you know, come up with better words than live in La Vida Mocha or something.
Right. Yeah. It was
an Onion thing, kind of taking a preemptive shot at Weird Al.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow I wound up signing up for a Weird Al mailing list years ago.
Yeah.
And I still occasionally, like every 4 months or so, I get some indication, some email that reminds me that, you know, some new video compilation is available. Or
hey, anybody out there?
He's going to appear.
Want to trade some video tapes?
He's going to be on cable or something like
sure.
that.
Oh, it'll heat up once the new records comes out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get deluged. It's kind of like when I invade, oh, God, the dumbest thing I ever signed up for was the second Austin Powers movie. I don't know what I wound up putting my name into out of curiosity, but that was the most cross-promoted, heavily merchandised product placement movie in the face of the earth that I'd seen, the side of a Bond movie. Insert irony joke there. But it wouldn't stop. It took me like a month to continue to try to get off of this list so they would stop sending me like beer commercial, you know, large, you know, gangly emails with links and things you couldn't turn off, and it was really obnoxious electronic marketing. Damn that Mike Myers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, way ahead of his time. I think may have been a campaign that electronic marketing worked some things out on.
They
went all hog wild, and people responded to it as people would be expected to respond to something like that, and they scaled back a little.
It was campaigns like that that made email marketing campaigns ask questions like, would you prefer to receive graphics-heavy email, or would you prefer to just get the text? And it's like, you know
sure.
what? Stop sending me all sorts of pictures and stuff. I just don't need it.
How about some coupons?
Ooh. Okay.
So, here we are, straight up 3 o'clock in the Twin Cities metropolitan area. You're listening to KUOM AM Minneapolis St. Paul and KUOM FM St. Louis Park. That's Radio K to you and me.
For these couple hours on Sundays, they let me, Chuck, and him, Joel, just take a couple hours worth of the airtime and play our record collections and talk. And thanks for joining us, and you can make suggestions all you wish at the telephone, 612-626.
I was going to make armpit noises, but I don't think I can do that anymore.
Let me finish the number, 612-626-4770. He's really trying to make an armpit fart. It really is.
My armpits have filled in since I was a kid. They're convex instead of concave.
Weird image you just put in my head. Well, that's just your hands.
That's my hands. Still do that. Well, all right.
You can also call 1-800-626-4770 if you care to be toll-free. And then radiok.org. Find stuff online and email us. Request. At radiok.org.
Mm-hmm. It's been a little quiet on the email line. Today, all we got was a spam telling us about mortgage opportunities. And I don't think that we're really in the market for that right now.
Well, it's a nice day. Hopefully, we're out providing some tunes for folks while they're painting the...
While you're kicking back.
Yeah.
You know, taking a break from the top 600 on KQ and some top 500 list on, you know, the other station in town. It's like, interns, let's put a list on here. And then people will sit at home and, you know, obsessively check off songs on the list and call us when we play things out of order like they did yesterday afternoon. It's like, well, you know, that Bob Dylan song was supposed to be, you know, a couple songs back. It's like, oh, man.
And the
that draws them out of the woodwork.
And you get probably 93X is doing a Puddle of Mud A to Z weekend or something.
Oh, ish.
I just made that up. I have no idea what they're doing. But I'm sure they're rocking it extreme-wise.
Oh, I'd imagine so.
That's what they do.
Like the group Extreme.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah. I'm now singing Wholehearted in my head right now. I can do without the more than words. I don't need the lighters going. I just like the thing.
Nuno
Betancourt, and then
Nuno.
What is it? Gary Cherone, after his stint with Van Halen, he now is Tribe of Judah, Temple of Judah.
Oh,
that's his new band, and we'll occasionally do some, believe it or not, throw in as an encore something, one of the songs off of Van Halen 3. He actually will.
Cherone.
He knows the hardcore out there.
Oh, man.
He tosses him a VH bone.
Ish.